As if there wasn't already enough for your child or grandchild to do at the Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg, there's going to be more very, very soon. Good morning. It is 8:16. Galesburg's Morning News, Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, Discovery Depot Children's Museum, they've been doing a lot of work, and they are going to have a whole other floor of exhibits, a lot of them interactive, and well, pretty much everything there interactive for kids. And that's coming up in less than 2 weeks. And joining us to talk more about that and all the things that go on at Discovery Depot Children's Museum is their executive director, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Well, I know you're slightly busy.
I'm slightly busy.
I mean, I'm not going to brag to you because you just told me it's been a while since you had a day off. I had a couple days to use, so I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off. So I've got a 4-day weekend.
We've got some big stuff coming up. So kind of all hands on deck right now.
Yeah. Well, you were talking a little bit about there's so much on the administrative side that we don't realize, and especially adding a whole other floor and different policies and procedures and adding staff and things like that. This is going to take things to a whole new level as far as the administrative side, too.
Right. We're adding staff because running a two-floor museum is a lot different than running a one-floor museum. So there's a lot of additional staff coming on board, a lot of training. You'll see our employees now have two floors that they're going to have to manage and work and make sure the kids are having a good time and that everyone's staying safe. And it's an exciting time. Everyone at the museum is learning new things about these new exhibits going in. And my exhibit team is over there right now still putting stuff in place. So it's a pretty exciting time.
Well, let's talk about this whole process. So, I mean, with Discovery Depot in the building it is in, was that from the inception of the Children's Museum? Was the plans like at some point, someday in the future, we're going to be using this second floor and this third floor? Or did that come along at a later point?
Actually, you're absolutely correct that from the beginning with the founders, once they purchased that building, it was always their dream to have that second floor full of exhibits. And now, 23 years later, we are realizing that dream. So the community members that were involved from the beginning are more than thrilled to actually see this happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's so talk about the process when we got to the point, it's like, okay, we're going to be able to do this. We've gotten funding. Let's, make the plans. Here's, let's draw up the design, whatever we have to do, architecture, engineering, all that stuff. How long a process was that? Has this been 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10
yes,
years?
Yes, I would say our last renovation was that we had opened up the main floor with the new exhibits at the end of 2013. And I would say we started engaging in this process during 2015. That was board driven. They met and discussed, and consultants told us that we were crowded and needed more space. And so we kind of started the process at that point, making that plan to gain more space and more exhibits for the museum.
Well, that's a great thing. You need more space. Hey, look, we have more space.
But that's right.
But
we're out of it now.
a lot of work, though, that had to go into making that usable space.
Absolutely. It was pretty much bare bones warehouse on that second floor. So we had approximately a year or so of demo. And then, as you know, last winter, last January, February, we started the build-out upstairs. But there was structural work, everything that we had to do from the inside of the building to the outside. We've made it nice and sound and warm in there. We've put in some great things in place to make it efficient so that operation-wise we're staying within our budget as we have more heating and cooling to do. So there was a lot to the process, and now we're finally in that end stage where the exhibits are getting in place.
All coming to fruition. Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. So we're actually going to have a grand opening ribbon cutting for the second floor exhibits. That's coming up a little less than 2 weeks, Tuesday, February 26th. The ribbon cutting will be at 3 o'clock. And talk a little bit about, specifically that day and evening, what's going to go on.
Right. So we're going to open the second floor at 3 p.m. that day. We're staying open late so families can come down and check it out. We have obviously a ribbon cutting ceremony. We'll have some media on hand for that. We've got some great stuff planned upstairs and downstairs. There are actually some new exhibit areas on the main floor. One opened a few weeks ago. So if you've been in lately, you'll notice we've got a new exhibit called Beyond the Farm on the first floor right now, and we moved all of our air exhibits to the second floor. So there'll be a lot to see and do That day in the museum, and then we're off and running.
Yeah, and so you mentioned new exhibits. It's not only new stuff on the second floor, but some of the stuff that was on the first floor has been moved up. But because of that, we also have new exhibits up there, but also new things on the first floor.
Yes, too, so. Absolutely. And I think you're going to see that we have a wider appeal to children that are higher in age. So I would say from 1 to age 12, there's going to be stuff to do. The second floor also has our science classroom, our OSF Children's Hospital of Illinois science classroom, and there's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on in there. So if your child likes investigating and has an inquisitive mind, that is going to be a place to check out while you're in the museum for sure.
Are the exhibits in general called permanent exhibits? And if so, does that truly mean permanent, or is it just it's going to be an ever-evolving space, I'm guessing, overall? I mean, there are some that will be there for a long time, which may make them permanent in that sense, but that's not to say that someday down the road, as technology and everything changes, that they won't change.
Absolutely. Just like with any museum, we'll always be reevaluating our exhibits, and some of the exhibits that moved upstairs are kind of getting touched up and refreshed, and there'll be a little different things with those happening as well. Our exhibits, for the most part, are permanent on that floor, but we do have the ability to move them out of the space. So the Discovery Depot's second floor is also a rentable space for venues.
You know, one of the neat things about it, and I guess kind of part of the mission is it's teaching children, number one, but also children being able to have fun and learning while having fun.
Absolutely. That hands-on learning engaged higher level thinking that goes into the children's museums, and they come in and they think they're there to play, but they're problem solving the entire time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Discovery Depot Children's Museum, the grand opening of the second floor, the ribbon cutting coming up on Tuesday, February 26th at 3 o'clock. It'll be open from 3 to 8 that day. So once the ribbon cutting is all over and you kind of get into a regular routine, are the hours going to stay the same and everything? I know there's going to be an increase in the cost to get in, but of course, because you're adding more things, it's going to be more expensive to operate.
Absolutely. Yes, I would encourage people that like to come to the museum now. They're going to love it with the second floor. Currently, we're running a membership promotion. You can lock in your membership price, renew it now. Even if it's not till July that yours re-ups, go ahead and renew it now through July of 2020 and get that price locked in, because as you indicated, prices are going to go up. So right now that promotion goes through the 24th of this month. You can lock it in and get an additional $5 off. So yes, that'll be happening. And then once a month, we're going to have a new program that is funded by Galesburg Community Foundation called Hands On Minds On. And that will be the last Tuesday of every month. And that program lowers the cost of admission for families to get in for $2 an individual. So once a month, there'll be that opportunity as well. So lots of programs have discounted admission costs. It's just kind of dialing into our Facebook page and our social media to find out what appeals to you and when you'd like to come in.
Well, I also encourage people to sign up for your newsletter, because there's so much stuff going on that you've got events continually, weekly, sometimes daily. I mean, there's always stuff going on. So if they get your emails, they're going to know everything happening. Like I said, follow you on social media as well. It's like there's never not something going on. You can always find something that's going to appeal to your child or grandchild.
Absolutely. This morning from 9 to 10 is Smart from the Start, and that's for babies to age 3 with their moms. Very developmentally focused program, and that's every Friday. And that is actually a free program from 9 to 10 in the mornings. So in collaboration with Regional Office of Education. So there is something for every age, and I think having this second floor, that appeal even broadens more. I will tell you, there's some favorite exhibits up there. The water area is just spectacular, and I think there's a lot of people that missed our old water room. We had an old water room prior to 2012. This water room will just blow your socks off. It's phenomenal.
Denise Bradburn is the executive director of the Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. Second floor opening in less than 2 weeks, Tuesday, February 26th, officially. Talk about some of the other new things that you mentioned. The new farm exhibit, and what else? The water. What are some of the other new things that we're going to see?
Right. Actually, we have a climber on the second floor, and it's unlike any type of climber you've ever seen before. It was custom built for the museum. It has a Galesburg connection to it. So when you're there, you're going to connect it to Galesburg very easily. It's not plastic outdoor kind of things that you see or at a McDonald's Playland. It's very different and very unique to our town. So I'm pretty excited about that exhibit coming in. There's going to be a building workshop. So kids can go in and use hammers and nails and saws and vise. And create and build whatever they want to build. And that's kind of a neat spot in our museum that's going to be opening up soon as well.
And, you know, we're talking all ages of kids. And one of the other things I wanted to mention, we talked about this earlier, that, you know, all these things going on. You have specific times each Thursday for homeschool kids that can, I suppose, that within their homeschool regimen, they can get credit for with different things they do there.
Right. We do have a homeschool program that's every Thursday called Homeschool Hub, and it is one of our longest, most successful running programs. It has a great following, and of course, we pull in from a far area for that. So that's been a very successful program for us, free with admission. Many of our programs are free with admission. It's just an extra thing to do while you're in the museum. And so like I said, it has a large draw.
You know, that's kind of a neat thing. We've talked about this before, that all you draw from. How many, and I know you get a lot of people that come that aren't members. How many members do you have currently? Do you have that off the top of your head?
We typically have over 500
wow.
memberships
yeah.
at the museum, family or grandparent memberships. Sometimes we go up to as far as 700. I'm sure that number is going to increase greatly with the second floor opening. We also are anticipating, 66,000 visitors a year
wow.
once we open this second floor. So we're anxious to get it open. I was a little sad we were still closed during all these snow days because I think it would have been a great thing. The museum's great to visit anyway, but on these snow days when school was out, it would have been nice to have the second floor open. But my exhibit team's working hard to get it done for us. So
what you mentioned with the homeschool hub and drawing people from all over the place, a pretty big area, but even just in general, people that come. That's why I think if you're from Galesburg or the Knox County or the immediate area and you haven't been and haven't taken your child or your grandchild, you need to do that, because there are people from further out that realize what a great place this is, whether they're coming from the Quad Cities or Peoria or Sterling or Macomb or whatever. There's people that have seen what we've got here. So, you know, right in our own backyard, people don't know that people realize what a special place
this
is. That's
right. We get phone calls from a lot of towns, municipalities that want to know how we did it. How did we get started? They don't have anything like it. We've had representatives from Quincy, Macomb, other areas, Freeport, come visit the museum because they're interested in starting something similar in their town. And we have a very successful model. We have a great supportive community. And, you know, that's how it happened. It's hard to imagine that we're 23 years old and it's been a long journey, but we've had good leadership and good support from our town the entire time, which has made it possible. And a lot of other places don't have that. So it is quite a rarity for a town or a county this size. And we're very competitive with our local neighbors in Peoria and Bettendorf. We have a good draw from both of those areas. So it's quite a success story for small town Galesburg.
Absolutely. And I know you've been asked to speak at national conventions about this and the success, because
yes.
it is such a rarity for a community this size without the funding from the city on a somewhat limited budget that you're able to pull something like this off.
Right. So the city helps us with TIF because we're in a TIF district.
Okay.
So they help us anytime that we have a capital expansion, mm-hmm. and we're very thankful for that because it makes it possible for us to do that. But on an operational basis, we are funding through our doors and whatever we're able to fundraise. But yes, I'm going to Denver this year to speak on similar to small museums that are in that growth pattern. So yeah, I'll be doing that again this year. And you'll see some national through the Children's Museum Network news about Discovery Depot's second floor opening.
Yeah, so if you've taken your child or your grandchild to a children's museum elsewhere, I mean, it's one thing, yes, you get into St. Louis or Chicago where there's a whole lot more money and they could do something bigger, but any community similar to the size of Galesburg, or even if you're talking Peoria, Bloomington, Normal, Quad Cities, you don't see this. You see some neat stuff, but you don't see this. And I was just talking earlier on the air that I've been to the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal. And the two places were fairly similar. But now, this expansion to the second floor, I don't think there's a comparison. And that's a nice place down there, but I don't think there's a comparison now. And again, much bigger community, much bigger
yes.
Base for expenses and everything as well.
You know, one of the things that helps Discovery Depot is being right here on the Amtrak line. That is a good thing. It was good foresight on our founders and first boards of directors that purchased that building right there by the Amtrak station. We pull a lot of people off the Amtrak. We get calls from Quincy or Iowa, Fort Madison, that they're coming over for the day and they want to know what else is in the area to do. So we've also been put in that position. We're kind of hosts to Galesburg. We give a lot of good advice of all the great restaurants and retail that we have close by. And so it's been a good thing for us to be right there. And we have a partnership with DuPage County. We have a lot that come down from that museum mm-hmm. because that is another museum that sits right on the railroad line in Naperville. So exciting stuff, and it's good to be – the Amtrak is just very beneficial to us.
Yeah, Denise Bradburn is the executive director at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. I wanted to mention the new admission price is going up to all of $8. To some people, they say, well, that's so much. It's just a children's museum. It's when you get in there, you understand. Plus, for what you're getting, that is not very much at all, especially when you compare costs going in bigger cities that don't even have something as nice as this. It's really – And but then where the advantage is, if you get by the membership, it costs you less doing it that way.
Right. By the membership right now, if you go in and purchase a membership right now, it's $90. And that's unlimited visits for six people all year long. So you would pay for that within two visits that you come to the museum annually anyway. So it's a good deal. And we're offering that because we do want our community members to get in and get it at an affordable price. And so that's going to go right up until the 24th of February, right before grand opening.
Yeah, you guys, you're also always busy. I mean, you have school groups that come in, not just from here in town, but all around the area too. So it's always things going on, whether it's, you know, so that the teachers and schools can contact you, or if you other groups and organizations that deal with kids, Cub Scouts or Girl Scouts or whatever the case may be, that are able to do things there.
Right. We do. We pull in a large base of field trips. We started marketing our second floor out to field schools last fall, and we've got several lined up. There was a school district that wanted to come in the day after grand opening. So we've got a lot of field trips lined up already. And the phenomenal thing about field trips is, you know, there's not a lot of spending power with the kids. But there's a lot of parents and grandparents that follow the bus. And while the kids are at the museum, lots of times they want to know where they can grab a cup of coffee. A lot of moms will go down, have asked about Denim and Pearls, the little boutique. So we are able to kind of send them out into the community while their kids are in the museum for 6 hours. And our average field trip time is 2 to 3 hours and greater. They kind of stay until they have to get on the bus to go back to get dismissed.
Like you said, it's such a great thing being where you're located. And like if parents are going to be here for a while, that within walking distance, like I said, everything on Seminary Street, Main Street, even further down here on 7th Street, Cherry Street, whatever, that there's so much within walking distance that, you know, parents while their kids are there, or even families when they're done there, to go grab a bite to eat or whatever the case may be.
Yes. And, you know, we even have field trips that come in on the Amtrak. So we'll open early at 7. We'll open at 7:45 in the morning to get that field trip in, and they'll catch the train back. Macomb has been very good about partnering with us in that and opening up our doors early and sending multiple classrooms over several days so that the kids also have the experience of riding on the train.
So many wonderful things going on at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Again, follow them on social media and go to their website. Keep yourself updated on what's happening. And of course, the big news, the second floor exhibit's opening up in a little less than 2 weeks, Tuesday, February 26th, officially, the ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock. And again, I encourage you, even if you don't have children or grandchildren, go and check it out at least at the ribbon cutting and take a look at it, because you'll be amazed if you haven't been there. Or again, if you were like me and hadn't been there for a long time, and I went, you know, fairly recently, even before the second floor was open, it's like, wow, I was amazed with all the what was even new stuff to me at that time. It's just such a really cool place. It's truly a gem here in Galesburg.
I would agree, it is a gem, and we are very lucky and so thankful that we've had such great community support since that museum started in 1996. So.
Well, Denise, thank you so much for what you're doing with the Discovery Depot and for the community. And again, I suppose also if there are people that, you know, if you come check it out, say, wow, this is a great thing, we need to keep this going, I suppose you will, if anybody wants to offer monetary help, you would take that at any time.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Our giving wall is up. We don't have the names on it yet, just in case anyone wanted to add their name to that wall and have that. It's beautiful. Our giving wall on our second floor is a beautiful, and I don't want to reveal too much about it, but we have kept with the character of the building. And so the second floor is, you feel that in that space. You feel like you're in that old warehouse creamery that it used to be. And so that was an important part of the process, was making sure that not only were we highlighting the important things in Galesburg, but also what that building was.
Discovery Depot Children's Museum, 128 South Chambers, right across from the Amtrak Depot here in downtown Galesburg, a wonderful place. Denise, thank you again for your time. Always appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you on that second floor soon.
Absolutely.